harder this time. Like, I mean, it's fine.
What's going on?
Oh my God. I'm sick.
I'm sick?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. You still have to be out in the streets.
It's fine. It's fine. I like took inhaler. I did all the things. I hope I don't sound too froggy, but I feel like I do.
Excuse her if she does.
Yeah.
She probably does.
I do sound like a frog. It's fine. I think like I sound like a frog anyway, but.
I know. I can't stand hearing my own voice.
Me either. I feel like I sound like shit. It's awful.
Yeah. Anyways, guys, welcome to In These Streets.
Right, we're here.
We are here.
We're already up in your face with our shit already.
Well, I'm Krista.
I'm Miranda.
And we are ready to rock tonight.
Yes, we are.
I think we're a little tamer than we were last week.
Yeah, we've had less to drink. We've had some food.
Yeah, we had food earlier.
Yeah. And then, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a long week. I think Miranda's sick. I feel like I'm getting sick. So, yay.
You're welcome. I gave you my bug.
Yay. It happened. We're such close friends.
We share everything. Well, not everything.
Not everything. There are some things that I will not be sharing with you.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, like your husband. We're not going to do that.
No, we can't.
I don't want to share any guy with you.
No.
Not just particularly your husband.
But that may be somebody's wet dream out there. Maybe like they want to see. Or
but
maybe
hey, James, you're being brought up. Oh, should I have said that? Doesn't matter. You're being brought up in our threesome conversation.
Ooh.
What are you dreaming about tonight?
Oh, hey. I wonder though, like somebody, I don't know. I wonder if like somebody would think. Never mind. It doesn't even matter.
You wonder if someone is fantasizing about having a threesome with us?
Yeah.
Of course you wonder.
Well, I mean, somebody brought it up the other day. And it's like, I bet somebody like told, or like there's probably, or no, I mentioned that most of our listeners are men. And they were like, yeah, this woman probably totally beats off listening to you guys talk.
I was like, my really? God, I hope not.
I mean, no, go ahead. If you want to beat off to my voice.
Yeah, just don't send us a video of it, please.
No, please don't.
Please don't.
Yeah, we didn't get any videos whenever we were talking about squirting. Thank God for that.
Thank God. At least our listeners are respectful and right. Didn't send us any craziness.
But, I mean, if you want to totally beat off to our voices, I'm down with that.
Go do your thing. If I get you off, then hey.
Right. I'm feeling it.
Like, you do you. You can tell me about it.
Yeah.
Tell me if I was good or not.
Right.
Like, let me know.
Are we in the right industry? Do we need to go into, like, phone sex operator? Is that even a thing anymore?
I don't know. I mean, we've always talked about selling our titties, so.
Yeah, we can sell tits. It's fine.
Yeah. Well, we need to start doing the cake sitting thing.
Oh, my God. Cake sitting. I don't know if any of our listeners have heard about cake sitting. It's called sploshing. Sploshing. Yeah, sploshing. Google that shit and see what that's all about. Like, I think I got a good ass for that.
I think you do, too. I think we could make some money.
Yeah.
We could make some money doing that.
Sploshing. We could do a little sploshing on the side / sell titties / podcasting and, like, quit our day jobs.
I mean, I am not too ashamed to sell my titties if need be. I mean, I might have to for this podcast,
it's just titties. Like, I totally used to show them for free, so why can't...
Yeah. Well, okay, and... Now that we're talking, I mean, that we're having this conversation and talking about our audience, I don't know how we have like so many more male listeners and female listeners. Like,
I'm cool.
We love everybody.
It.
It's cool. But I mean, I wasn't expecting that. Like when we started it, I was really expecting more girls than guys. But I mean, whatever. I will take all the listeners that we can have. And maybe we're going to teach y'all to be like better people. Probably not because... We're not good people. But
well, we're not the best, but, you know.
I mean, we're not bad. I'm probably like, I think you're a nicer person than I am.
I'm a nice person. I really am. But
you are
a
super nice person.
I have my moments.
Sometimes, yeah.
You may or may not have seen them out in these streets.
I remember the first time that I ever saw you like flip on someone. And I was like, what? Happened. I'm used to me doing things like that, but I was like, damn girl. Do you remember that time?
I think
when we were at
the
bar.
Story,
well, when we were at the bar and we were having like girls' night.
Oh yeah.
And the girl was like, you were not having it, but she was trying to hit on you. You totally totally shut her shit down, and you didn't, because you thought she was like mean mugging you. And I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure that she was looking at you to hit on you.
Well, all I knew was I was like standing by the bar and I was waiting for my drink, and I look over at her table and it's like her and two other girls. And she's like kept staring over at me. And then like the other two girls would turn their head, like completely turned around in their chair and started looking at me. I'm like, what the fuck are these bitches looking at? Like, what? They're talking shit about me. That's what I thought. I thought they were talking shit.
Y'all, she really did. And she was heated.
I was.
And this girl came over. And what did you say to her?
She walked up to me and I was like, bitch, just turn the fuck around and walk away.
Yeah.
And not that
Don't
nice.
Don't fuck with this bitch.
I wasn't that nice about it when I said it. I was kind of mean, but I can't really like raise my voice right now. But anyway, yeah, that's what I said. And she did. She was like, I just wanted to buy you a drink. I was like, take your fucking drink and take your ass back over to your table or some shit like that. I don't remember. But yeah, I was kind of not happy.
Yeah. And I was like, whoa. Whoa, I haven't seen this side of Miranda. Damn, okay.
I just thought they were talking shit. I don't have time
reminder,
for that.
Reminder, don't piss her off. Because if she talks to me like that, it's going to be an all-out brawl.
I know, right?
You've seen me angry a couple times. Like, you know I have no off.
Oh, it's true. When you see red, you just can't stop it. And that's what happened. But poor girl. I felt really bad afterwards after you brought it up. I was like, she was trying to hit on me. Oh, well, I'll take that drink now. I mean, like,
I don't like, yeah, I mean, I no discrimination here, honey.
No.
Like, come hit on me.
Exactly. I don't care who you are. If you want to hit on me, I'll take that as a
compliment.
Especially
if you want to buy me a drink.
Okay.
Bring it.
I'm down with a free drink, no matter who it comes from.
Right.
But yeah, don't expect some shit afterwards, though. That ain't happening. Sorry.
So I'm not really sure, like, how... I don't know.
Whatever.
We're just talking.
That's what we do.
Yeah, but tonight, like, we really want to just sit and talk and, like, have a conversation and do a little question and answer because we got a lot of questions from, like, our last few episodes, which, awesome, guys. Like, we are so excited about, like, all the people that are listening, that are participating in everything that we put out, like, all the questions that we ask. Like, you guys are so awesome. We were supposed to record this episode last Thursday. Yeah. It is now Monday.
Right.
It's Monday, right?
Yeah, it's Monday.
Yeah. It's Monday. And so we were supposed to record this episode on Thursday. We sat down. We literally sat down to, we decided we were like, okay, we're going to brave it. And we're going to go on Instagram Live for the first time.
We were so scared.
We were so scared. We were like, we were sitting there with the screen up and like the live button up and we're like, oh crap, we want to do this. Okay, we're just gonna do it. Push the button.
Yeah.
And we were literally planning on just like sitting down and going live for as long as it took for us to drink one drink, and then we're gonna come record. Yeah, 2 hours later, and then we didn't end up recording anything.
2 hours.
2 hours later. But it was so much fun. We were
it was.
So much freaking fun. I didn't even realize it had been 2 hours.
Me either. It cut us off, and then we had to come back on. But our favorite thing about that, though, was like bringing other podcasters on and talking about their podcast with us.
Yeah, that was really awesome. And it was people that have heard our podcast. And like, we've heard most of theirs. Some of them were kind of new. But, I mean, don't hate us. Like, we also work full-time jobs. So, you know, give us a minute. If we haven't listened to all of your stuff,
we're
trying. Give us a minute.
We're trying.
But, yeah, that was really fun. I'd love to do that again.
Me too.
Oh, and, well, yeah, and we're planning on doing it again.
Yeah. So, the plan is for this Friday. What is the date? I don't even know. Today's what the...
It's the 25th today.
The 25th.
I can't do math right now.
Right. We probably should have looked at the calendar before we started about it.
So, it's this Friday the 29th. So, if you guys listen to this episode when we put it out on Wednesday, then you guys should hop out. We will definitely put up reminders on Instagram letting you guys know when we're going to go live. I don't think we've settled on a time. It'll probably be later Friday night. It'll probably be like 8:30-ish.
Central.
Yeah. 8:30 Central. Like somewhere around there.
Somewhere around
there. And we'll just jump on. You guys, we really enjoyed the feature of being able to bring people on with us. So I didn't know that was a thing, you know, when it comes to technology. We've already said
me either. We got a request and we're like, hey,
dumb.
Fuck it. Come on.
But, yeah.
That was so fun.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I really did. It's like we wanted to record, but that just like took up whole evening. So we're just
like, yeah, we were like, I'm brain dead at this point. Yeah. I cannot sit and record an hour or however long episode.
No,
there's no way.
I had to go to bed at some point. So, and then I got sick the very next day.
Yeah.
So there's that. This is the best I've sounded in like 3 days. So. Yeah.
But at least you're feeling better.
I am.
You took yourself to the doctor and got a shot.
Got my shot. Like, it all for the podcast. She basically told me, get this. I text her. I'm like, I'm dying. And I'm going to cut my head off. And she's like, don't do that. Otherwise, you'll die. But more importantly, the podcast.
There can't be an in the streets with a podcast with just Krista. Like, who am I going to run the streets with?
I don't know. You're going to die. Like, you're not going to die without me, but you'd be really sad. Really fucking sad.
I would be really sad.
If she would. It's okay.
I wouldn't even be able to record anymore because I don't know how to set up this equipment.
You see my role here.
We all have our lanes, guys.
It's true.
We have our lanes.
It's true. It's fine. I mean, whatever. We're figuring this shit out together. It's fine. But we have a lot of ideas coming up that we want to start doing, but we're not going to talk about that just yet.
No, you guys will have to stay tuned.
Yeah.
But join our Instagram Live. I think we're probably going to try to stick with just having other podcasters join us. Not strictly, but that was kind of fun, and I like to be able to promote other people.
Yeah.
So I know it's the dog eat dog world out here. So
you ain't lying. We're not like in competition with anybody, though. I'm not in any competition with any.
I'm not, but no. I feel like that's kind of how it's been for some people.
Yeah, no, I'm not in. I want to promote everybody. I've like reached out and talked about getting their merch and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care. I'm gonna promote you. We're doing the same fucking thing here. Like, right. We gotta support each other because who else is listening to us but other podcasters? I mean, there's other people that listen to us, obviously, but I mean, I feel like that's our biggest audience.
Support from podcasters has been amazing.
Yeah,
it really has.
And I don't know it. Brings them an opportunity to talk about their stuff, and then we can talk about ours and maybe reach some of their people, and it's just kind of fun.
Collaborate
each other and support each other. That's how the world should be anyways.
Right. Let's hate.
Support. No hate. Ooh, I have something. Oh my gosh. Okay. So, man, this is like, we're going away. We're going to answer some questions in a minute, but so I have this story.
Okay.
And it kind of ties into this. Okay. Cause you know how hard it is in this world as a girl, because girls hate so motherfucking hard on each other.
For real.
Yes. Hate. So last night I got freaking dogged the hell out by this girl. So you know this girl. She is now seeing someone that I was never seeing, but we had been talking and whatever.
Right. Okay.
So she has made friends with my friend. And since the moment that I first met this girl, like, I only assumed that this guy probably like said something like we were something that we weren't. I don't know what he told her. I'm not going to ask. Mm. But since the first moment that this girl has seen me, she has given me nothing. Nothing. But devil stares.
Oh.
And I see her all the time. Well, then she made friends with my friend. And she comes by the table last night on her way out and was like, bye. And like flipped her hair. Didn't even look at me. Like, I had straight up back the whole time. And I was like, oh. And there was other people sitting at the table. And I didn't say anything about it. The other people said something about it. And they were like, whoa, what the hell was that? And they didn't even know. And they were what kind of shade was that? And I'm like, who are you freaking telling? I'm like, and I can't stand that crap because it's like, girls get such a bad name for being so catty over dumb bullshit. Mm. And especially to be that way over a guy is so stupid to me. And to be that way over a guy is just so stupid to me. And I just hate the catty bullshit. Like, I am so one that's like, if I'm going to support anybody, I'm going to support a fellow woman.
For sure.
Like, yeah. I'm going to compliment you. I'm going to praise you on what you're doing. Like, women, just support freaking other women. Like, stop being catty and bullshitty.
Right.
I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to look at your stank ass face. I don't want to hate you for no reason. Stop.
Seriously. Like, what is the, what's the problem? Like, you think that she's going to get all the dick? Like, what is the problem?
I don't know, honey. You're getting the dick anyways, and I'm not getting it, and I'm not worried about it. Oh. You got it. So roll with it.
Consider
what
the dick.
What do I have to do anything? Oh, Lord.
I went there. Yeah.
What do I have to do with anything that has to do with any of y'all? Be happy. Be yourself. Has right. nothing to do with me. Don't treat me like a shitty person, because guess what? I'm not a shitty person.
No, you're not. No. You're not. And that is just like, that's insecurity and, you know, whatever. Like, I wish we could get away from that, but women are so bad about that. We're like,
it is. And like, I try so hard. Like, I will always compliment a woman when I see her. And like, oh, sure. I think I like something or anything. Like, I will be the first or, you know, I just, I, it's like, that's the kind of environment that I want to create around myself. Exactly. And that's the kind of people that I want in my life. Yes. And you know, you can only like, you can only lead by example, so that's kind of like,
it's true,
where I'm trying to go. But it's hard. Like, girl, if you give me stank face one more time, I'll backhand you. Don't fuck with me.
That's, and that just shows you she's an insecure person, and she just, what, like, whatever her problem is, whatever, the dude, whatever, that she's upset about, that he's interested in you or he was.
The fact that we are, like, I only assume that she's at least my age. Mm. So we're in our 30s.
And grow you're doing the
this
fuck
over,
up.
You're doing this over, dude. Like, you look so juvenile, stupid.
Seriously.
Guys, don't, girls, don't fight over guys. It's stupid. Right. Don't act shitty over guys. It's stupid. Don't be catty over guys. It's stupid.
If you got to get that jealous, number one, you either need to take a good look at yourself and figure out what the fuck is wrong with you. Or number two, you're just with the wrong damn person to begin with.
Yeah. Just figure it out. But either way, don't be looking at me crazy. So, no. Girls, if you meet me in the streets, I'm nice to, I am actually nicer to other girls than I am to guys. I can tell you this.
It's true. You need a camaraderie in the bars, man. Let me tell you.
So if y'all are in the Dallas area and you meet me, come say hi.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll be nice to you. Don't look at me crazy.
We might even start announcing where we go. Who knows? Maybe for our local people. Come meet us.
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Maybe. That might be a little bit of a teaser. But anyway. There's that. No, seriously, like, get your shit together. Get your shit together. And, like, we've been saying since the beginning of this, our motto is to own your shit and know your worth.
Yeah.
So do both of those things. Don't be a catty bitch.
Yeah, can we add that in? Don't be a catty bitch. Especially don't be a catty bitch to other bitches.
Seriously.
Oh, y'all. Oh, wait. I just looked. Like, I just made a look. You saw that. You, like, they can see me. I wish y'all could have seen the look that I just gave, because it went perfectly with what I just said.
It really did. I saw it. I'm not sure who she was looking at. It wasn't me. It's fine. She was in a moment. Yeah. But I'm with her. I'm with her in that moment. It's cool.
I don't know. It's just, I hate that so much. And I try my part to change that, because we don't need to live in a world like that. We need to live in a world where we support each other.
Yes.
And that, and so I try really hard to, and I mean, we all have our moments, but I'm like, I don't care at this point. And it's like, especially if it has to do with a guy, I will never dog your ass out over a guy. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck.
No, it's dumb. Like, it really is stupid. It's juvenile. Mm-hmm. It's dumb to act that way. I'm one of those people that's like, okay, you have to remember, like, you are going to attract the energy that you exude. Mm-hmm. So I'm one of those people that I don't care who it is. If we're in the bathroom, like, I just run into you, I'm going to find something to compliment you about.
Yeah.
Like, whether it's your hair, whether it's what you've got on, I'll find something to compliment you about, because I'm going to tell you what, you need more allies than you do enemies.
That is true. And like, I totally had to learn that lesson the hard way, because I mean, I used to be way different. I mean, I used to be that catty girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really just kind of mean about everything. I was like,
I could see you being that way too.
Yeah. And I didn't want to, I mean, yeah, I was a terror.
Well,
and I just realized, like, that was what was being brought into my life.
Exactly.
I don't want to live with all that.
You project that negative energy, and that is exactly what you're going
to
get back.
Yeah. And I try to be like pretty drama free and like out of all the shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's going pretty well for me now, but like, yeah, back then I was like, oh my gosh, I was like getting in all this shit. And I'm like, what is happening? And I'm like, I'm always getting in fights with everybody. What the fuck? I mean, part is my face. And then that paired with a bad attitude, like, yeah, you're going to fight.
Here we go. Resting bitch face and then the catty attitude. Yeah. I mean, you learn it as you get older. I just rather have more people on my side than against me.
Yeah.
And, you know, not that I need it, but it's just nice.
It's just easier. It's for really, real. It's so much easier.
So, yeah, ladies, like, get your shit together. Don't worry about what other people are doing. Just enjoy the time that you have. And enjoy it with good people. Surround yourself with good people. Yeah, we're going to be that fucking positive quote, whatever. But it's so true. As cliche as it is so true.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Just, ladies, let's just try harder. Right. Please, just try harder, okay?
And fellas, don't try and fucking infiltrate that shit because we know what you're up to.
Yeah. Don't be doing that shit. Don't be talking shit to other women about people you used to date. Who cares? Don't even tell them that because you're starting the catty shit. Mm. Don't do it. And you're doing it on purpose because you want people to fight over it. You ain't that special.
I swear.
I'm not about to fight over no dude. A girl can say all kinds of crazy stuff to me and I will not even react if it's about a guy. I straight up will not. I'm like, you are stupid and I am done.
I swear to God, they get a hard on when they see two chicks fighting over them.
Of course. I mean, that's just like if there was two guys fighting over me, I would totally be like, yeah.
Do you have a girl hard like, on?
Whoever wins is getting me home tonight. Yeah.
That's so bad.
Can we set that up? Can that be a thing that we set up?
What?
Can we like set up like for guys to come fight over me? Can we do that?
Oh my God, no. That's ridiculous.
I mean, maybe not.
But it's kind of funny, but it's ridiculous.
Like mud wrestling or something? I don't know.
Where are we going? I don't know. Where are we going?
No. We're supposed to be answering questions, guys. Follow us. That's what we're going to get into our first question right now.
All right. Well, first, let's go ahead and mention. Yeah. A lot of these are coming from our Instagram followers. If you don't follow us on Instagram, do that at inthestreets.podcast on Instagram.
And you can follow us on Facebook at In These Streets. We have a Facebook page. You can follow us on Twitter.
In These Streets 1. Just In These Streets and the number 1.
Yes. You can follow us on Twitter. You can email us at twogirls.inthestreets@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
So multiple ways to follow us, like us. You can find us on Anchor. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google's podcast, all the things.
And I really would love for somebody to leave like a voicemail message on Anchor so we can include those in our episodes. So if you have Anchor, do that. I want the voice messages. I want to put one of those in our shows, please.
Yeah, we got to figure out how to technically do that.
Oh, God damn it, with the technical stuff.
I know. Can one of y'all just do all this stuff for us? We're really cute. We'll smile pretty at you.
Right. We'll just like come up with good content and then you just do all the tech stuff for us. Great. Yay. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks. Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks.
So any Q&A
questions
first. Okay. Q&A. Let's go there.
Okay. So I have this first question pulled up.
Okay.
A listener said, if you don't have patience, you're not relationship material. They want to know our thoughts on that.
Mm.
Okay. I don't have patience.
I don't either. I'm like I am the most impatient person I know.
And you're married. And I was married. Right. So, yeah. You just gotta, I mean, I think in all cases, like, it's always just finding the right person.
Sure.
And you have to be willing to compromise. Like, you can't be, like, completely impatient about freaking everything. And everything needs to go your way. And if it doesn't, like, you're gonna be crazy. Because no one wants to deal with I just drilled on myself, guys.
She is so into this answer. Yeah. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. But it's like you can't. There has to come a point where it's like you got to draw a line. Like you can't just be impatient to just. That's just like your freaking job title.
No.
Like
right.
You got to be normal about it, but.
I'm a little bit of a control freak, though. I mean, not a complete control freak. I'm a little bit of a control freak. So I like shit done my way. I'm real impatient about it, getting it done. I get pissed off when it's not done or, you know, I have to ask you to do something repeatedly.
Oh, I'm the same way.
So, yeah, I'm really impatient. Like, look, if you're just sitting there playing a video game, pause that shit. Can you do the thing that I asked you to do? And then we'll just move on with our happy fucking lives. It's real simple.
Yeah. Well, and for me, I really learned, like, back when I was married, like, some of the stuff that I was being this way about was, like, completely outrageous. Like, right. I'm like, I sound like later in the day, I would apologize because I'm like, I sounded like a freaking crazy ass maniac. Like, I don't know why you're still married to me, because I was just like, you put the pin on the wrong side of the paper. Like, it was like stupid shit. Like, it wasn't like, but I'm saying like, that's how like stupid it was.
Wow. Wow. You have to really pick and choose your battles.
Yes. So I realized like I was being like super crazy and there was no reason for that. But I, you know, was just being super crazy. And I was like that was kind of like at the beginning when I was like adjusting to like being married and having someone like in my shit all the time.
Well, I think, yeah, like whenever you get married, it is an adjustment and you do have to find like your balance though.
Yeah.
Just getting in a relationship, whatever, getting married, you do have to find that weird balance and you're probably going to have some issues like that.
Yeah. I mean, definitely. But yes, I think like if you're an impatient person, yes, you can be in a relationship. Because, well, for one, there are people that have the patience of a saint out in this world.
Who are they?
So, girl, I've met a couple of them. And I'm like, no. I have no fucking clue.
No.
Like, I have no clue how you live, because I would have murdered this person 500 times by now.
Okay.
But, yeah, so I think, you're definitely a relationship person. I don't think that there's ever a situation where somebody would be considered not a relationship person. Maybe they wouldn't be a relationship person for you to be in a relationship with. But that doesn't mean that there's not someone else. There's always some. You guys, how many fucking people are there in the world?
7.5 billion. And we'll talk about that, too.
There's a million fucking people in this world. A billion fucking people in this world. There's someone out here. Maybe you got to go to fucking China to find them. But you'll figure it out one day.
You know what? It's a small world. You can go to China. Like,
girl, tell me it's a small world. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yes, this is why our dating options are so more broad these days. You can find somebody on this planet. It doesn't have to be in your vicinity anymore.
My next boyfriend's gonna live somewhere fun. It's gonna be like Australia or something.
There you go.
Give me a reason to like go somewhere.
Well, I need some place cool to visit.
Because I don't like people to be all up in my shit. So if they're over there, then
yeah, go do
and
that.
Far so enough away, then I can go like. I'm just kidding. That sounds really bad.
Oh, my God.
I could just not have them in my shit all the time. Not that I'm going to go out and do some shady shit.
Right. I need a long-distance relationship.
I have never done anything like that before. I've never cheated on anyone, so.
You haven't?
No, I won't. That's just not me.
Well, that's good. I commend you on that. I cannot say the same. But, you know, whatever. I've tried my best.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's different. Right. It's just like, I just can't do it. I don't know. Well. Like, there's a reason, because I told you, like, when I am committed to someone, like, I am super fucking committed to them. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't even see other people like that anymore.
She is a freaking saint, I'm telling you.
And I mean, the last time that I even thought about it was at the end of my marriage. And then when I thought about that at the end of my marriage, I was like,
you got out.
I am done.
Yeah, you totally got out. All right. Well, I mean, circling back around, yes, we think you can be in a relationship if you are impatient. Or I can't remember exactly how the question was worded, but
if you don't have patience, are you relationship material?
Yes.
You just might not be relationship material for certain people.
Right. You have to find that balance and somebody that you can, you know, bounce back and forth with on that.
So here's another one that kind of leads into like from what we were just talking about.
Okay.
Who do you guys think cheats more, males or females? They said that they personally think females cheat more. I don't know. What do you think?
Oh man. I think right now it's a free for all. Like, I think
I was about to say, I don't think that there is one that cheats more than the other. No. I think it's just anybody.
Yeah, it's what you have available to you now. Like, and how are you reactive whenever it comes to people that are hitting on you? Like, oh man, here we go. And we're going back to social media on this. It's there's so much that you can do with social media and so easy to find somebody out there that, you know, the grass is greener. And
the grass is just Oh, well, look, yeah.
That grass needs to be mowed just as much as the grass you currently have. That's the problem.
I don't know. Sometimes, like, stories that I've heard, like, sometimes the grass is greener on the other side. I'm not suggesting, like, people go out and cheat on their person. But I'm a firm believer, like, in what you have to begin something new.
Sure.
Because I don't think that anybody should wants to bring in that baggage because that's hard.
No, of course. I mean, that's awful. It's awful to be on the receiving end of that. It's and also the guilt of actually doing it if you have a conscience at all. So yeah, there's two different sides to that coin. And no, that's not what I'm saying at all, you know, not to cheat, but I'm just saying, like, it is so easy to meet somebody. It is so easy to get fulfilled the things that you may feel like you're missing in your relationship that you currently have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, somebody starts playing into that and like, oh,
well, and we also all have to remember, like, when something's new and it's fresh, it's fun. And, like, hell everybody, yeah. Like we've said before, everybody's showing their best side. Like,
exactly.
I'm showing all of my good things and have none of, like, the negative showing.
Right.
So.
And then we find out you got some back child support and shit after we, like, been talking to you for a couple months. And, like, you know, that, and then you got a drinking problem and all this other shit or whatever, you know,
like basically all the things that I never wanted. And now I'm like deep in the shit.
How green is that grass? It's looking pretty brown to me. Yeah.
Like,
everybody's got their shit.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, it's a matter of, you know, sticking with what you got and making it work. And if it doesn't work, then get the fuck out. It's real simple. It's real simple.
I mean, you say it's real simple, but it's not really that simple.
No, like, you're right. It's
let's
really
be
not.
Honest, like, breaking up with people sucks.
Oh, and we'll talk about that, too.
Yeah,
breakups.
It just sucks. Like, I hate doing it.
No, and, yeah. But that's another topic. So, yeah, did we answer that question? We mm-hmm. got, okay.
Okay. So, next one I got. You're on a date and you ain't feeling it at all. What's your go-to excuse to ditch the date? If I'm not feeling it at all.
Oh, wow. Well.
Go ahead.
No, you go. Go.
Okay. Well, I can't really, I don't know. I'm not the best to respond to this because I will sit out a bad date. Because I hate, like, oh my God, I hate hurting people's feelings, y'all. And I will just sit there like, ooh, I think this is probably why, like, I'm on a dating hiatus because I sat there so many bad dates and I'm like, no, I should have left. Like, I should have left 15 minutes in. I should have, like, had someone call and been like, I don't know. I ran over my own foot in the parking lot or something and I gotta go.
So let me clarify. This is why you're actually on the date. You're looking for your escape, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, how am I gonna get out of this? This dude is so fucking boring or he's such a douchebag. Oh my gosh. You know how many douchebags I've been on dates with where I'm like, I would rather be poking my own eyeballs out than sit here and talk to you any longer. You are such a douche.
Oh gosh. Well, ugh. No. I mean, what do you do? I mean, I think typically everybody is going to go for the, oh, I need the text message from my friend, like whatever the code is, you know, send me a text message. Oh, somebody's in the hospital. I have to leave.
Yeah.
Everybody does that.
Yeah. So I always have like a couple friends on back burner for when usually what happens is I tell my friends I'm going out.
Share location.
I always share location.
Yes.
And I sit through the miserable date. And then I text my friends like halfway through the miserable date. And I'm like, this is fucking miserable. Who wants to meet me for a drink?
Right.
And then I go and meet them. Because then that gets me out of like having to go anywhere else.
Right.
And
I mean, and you're already in fresh as fuck. And so you need to go ahead and enjoy that.
And I need a drink to like drink away the crap that I just had to sit through. I'm telling you, I'm the worst. I will sit through a bad date. Mm. I will. It's just like, I don't want to break up with people.
You're just like putting it off, whatever. It's like
I will do everything in my power to make that person break up with me.
You gotta rip the band-aid off.
I am not
off
even
quickly.
Shitting you. I will do everything in my power to make that person break up with me.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. And some people just don't get it. So then that's when I end up having to do it. But I'm like, ah, are you that dumb? I have been doing everything in my power to make your life miserable. Like, what are you doing?
Oh, you're that person. You're going to try and get them to break up with you.
Yeah.
Oh, totally, that's so fucked up. Instead of just doing it yourself.
Yes, it's fucked up, but you know what? How easy is it to break up with someone, okay? When it really needs to happen, I will do it. If they don't get the hints, I will do it.
Oh, gosh.
But I would much rather you just, like, find it within yourself that this relationship is not working.
It's just, it's over. Okay, well, I have a question.
Okay.
In retrospect, as far as what we're talking about, have you ever had somebody pull that on you while you were out on a date where they, like, get the text message, I'm doing the air quotes, the text message, oh, somebody's in the hospital, we have to go, or, you know, mm-hmm. My car is broken down, can you come get me? Have you ever had anybody do that with you on a date and end the day early?
No.
No.
The only thing that I can think of, the one time that happened, which I told y'all the story already, was when that guy didn't show up at the restaurant and wanted me to come to his house.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
which
but
I'm
he
pretty sure, well, and he ended the date after, like, we were supposed to go to dinner, and we didn't have dinner.
He was the guy that was making the murder room at his house whenever he got lost on the way to the restaurant.
Yeah, that's the only, like, I don't know. I'm fun. Okay, guys. Like, I'm a good date. Like, everybody leaves and they're happy that they went out with me.
That was the dude that wanted to find someone to have a relationship with, however, but was, like, totally willing to end it whenever you didn't go home with him that night.
Yeah, he wanted to go to his apartment and do whatever. I don't know what the fuck he wanted to do.
He had the murder room.
Yeah, probably. I probably would have ended up dead. I went with my first instincts on that, y'all. Go with your first instincts.
Right.
Don't end up dead. Don't end up in the Dallas Morning News.
Right.
Dallas Morning News. WFFA. Top story. Krista died.
No.
She was murdered. No. She didn't go with her first instinct.
Girl, no, you have to watch that shit.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, I've been on some terrible dates where, but it was funny is, like, the guys didn't pick up that it was bad.
Yeah.
Because I am super friendly, like, especially in person, and, like, I can talk to whoever.
Yeah.
So, especially if I have, like, a beer or two, like, just chilling, like, shooting the shit. It is what it is. But yeah, I've had people, like, not pick up on that, and that was awkward, because then I had to send them the text of, like, oh, well, I just don't think we have that much in common.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's awkward. No, like, I had a really good time with you. We just could, and I was like, no, I was talking.
It's like, were you even were listening? There. Yeah. So I want to know, like, from our male listeners, since there's so many of you, I love that. How much of the bullshit that we talk about on our first date do you actually listen to? That's what I want to know. Or are you sitting
nothing,
there?
They're just,
like
sitting there staring at boobs and lips and shit.
They're, like, drinking their beer and they're, like, waiting for keywords, like tits, ass, you know, like, are you just waiting for the keywords?
They're looking for clues of, will this girl sleep with me?
I know
you're not all that.
All of you are like that, obviously. A lot of the shit that we say, we're joking around, but, you know, it is common that a lot of women feel the same way, though. We do. But no, it's all in good fun. We're just joking around.
Okay, so this is another question. Is it easier to find a good woman than a good man? How the fuck do we know? We're not out here finding good anybody.
Right? I mean, there's good in everybody, but yeah.
We like them bad, so we're not looking for the good.
I like them bad. No, fuck that.
No, I don't like them bad boys. Well, I like a little bit, like, can I get, like,
78%
good and the rest bad.
Right. I mean, yeah. Cause,
like, can you just have your shit together? Like, at least have a good, like, a decent job.
Right.
You live, I would prefer you live by yourself.
Right. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Just definitely not with your parents.
Yeah.
Not at this age. If you have a roommate, that's fine. I don't really care for that, because then it's like, you always want to come to my house, and, you know, I don't want people at my house all the time.
I question those guys. Like, I'm wondering, like, have you ever, like, lived by yourself? Do you actually know what it's like to live alone?
That's another thing. And that's why I want them to live alone, because it's like, living alone is completely different. I don't need someone that's, like, sucking on the teat of everybody. I'm like, because you're not going to come over here and suck on my teat.
Well, exactly.
You might. but, like, you also need to, like, figure that shit out. Like, and you need to live by yourself, and you need to, like, be alone and figure all that out. But
I always feel like you always feel like you have to have some sort of support. So if you're jumping from a roommate situation into a relationship with a girl, like, are, is that what you're kind of expecting? Is like, you feel like you can't do it on your own. Yeah. I wouldn't need a guy like that for me.
Yeah. Like, I need you to be like somewhat independent, like have your shit together, be able to pay your bills, have a vehicle.
Yeah.
And, other than that, like, you do what you want.
Right.
Like, you want to act bad, you act bad. Just don't, don't call me from jail, okay?
Oh, God.
Because I ain't bailing you out.
No. Hell no. No.
That's when I'd be like, peace out, I'm done. But, I mean, I will not accept this collect call.
On the flip side of that coin, though, like, you still have women out there that are looking for sugar daddies and are looking for somebody to take care of them. Like, why?
I don't know. Like, I joke about this all the time. I'm like, oh, I just wish I could have a sugar daddy. Like, at this point, I'm like, oh, I wish I could have a sugar daddy so I could do podcast things.
Right?
But then it's like, I think about it, and it's like, I could never physically handle that.
Me either.
You know, I am, like, I am independent. Like, I'm by myself most of the time. And I just, no. There's no fucking way. I would be so unhappy in that situation. Like, yeah. If someone was, like, giving me money and telling me what I could spend my money, no.
Fuck that. Girl. No, ma'am.
If someone tries to tell me what to do, we're going to have problems.
Especially with my money, no.
Especially with my money. Shit, even when I was married, we didn't share an account. We had separate accounts. It was easier that way, and I didn't want anybody looking at what I was spending my money on. Don't worry about where that new purse came from.
Right. No, I deserve that shit. I work for that shit.
I'm like, it came from Walmart. It's fine.
It didn't come
from Michael Kors or whatever.
Whatever. It's not a Prada bag. What are you talking about?
God.
No.
Stop judging me.
I wonder if anybody else has to take bathroom breaks whenever they're recording.
Who knows?
Just us, because we drink too much. It's fine.
We're not even drinking that much tonight. No. We're like keeping it chill.
Yeah, for us. This is good for us.
Yeah. So back to more questions.
Okay, more Q&A. More Q&A.
Here we
go.
So there's more questions. I'm sorry, guys. We're not going to be able to get to everybody's questions tonight.
No.
Apparently, we have too much to say about everything.
We had a whole lot to catch up on, so we just kind of made this whole episode really Q&A, and then we'll start adding more questions into each episode later.
Yeah. But so, what are good ground rules for dating? Like, if you're just dating someone.
Like, when you first start?
Yeah, when you first start. Like, do you set up rules for yourself when you're first dating someone?
I don't think so. I mean, other than...
I'm the one that's supposed to be coughing.
I got her sick. It's fine.
Yeah.
We share.
Jesus.
Okay.
All right. Let me take a drink of my beer.
Okay.
But, yeah, so after my little cough attack, how... So, do you have any, like... rules that you set up for
ground
dating?
Rules for ground dating rules? I would think, and you know, it kind of goes with what we were asking on Instagram today, like watching out for red flags. Really, I don't really have any rules if I was going to date somebody. Mm-hmm. And that's probably dumb, but I just kind of go with the flow on it. But like, you know, looking out for those red flags, which is important, we'll get into that on another episode. But yeah, I mean, I can't think of anything right offhand. Spark me up some. I'm sure I can come up with something.
Well, for me, like, I don't really have any, I don't think I have any set ground rules. I mean, I guess, like, referring back to, like, if I'm going to actually, like, date you, like, what I said earlier, like, you know, have a good job and, like, those kind of things. But I guess it depends on how I'm feeling you.
Yeah, for sure.
Really the thing, like, so I will put some, like, stipulations on you depending on, like, what category you fall into.
Oh.
So, I mean, this is another question that we got is, like, how to keep guys in their categories.
Oh, my God.
So, this is, I mean, it's funny because, yes, I do date and live my life in different categories.
She does, and she's great at it. I just wondered, like... how in the world, like, I'm one of those people, and I'll be honest, you know, just about who I am and what I do. I'm one of those people that, like, a fuck buddy does not work for me. I actually do get attached, and you're able to separate it. I've never been able to do that.
I mean, well, I learned I learned. I had to, like, teach myself. And but, yeah. So, yes. Okay. This is how I live life currently. Mm-hmm. I live my life, and I have guys in my life based in the category that they fall in.
Okay.
There are guys that are dateable. Mm. There are guys that are fuckable. Sometimes, well, I mean, obviously the dateable guys cross over
to fuckable
guys, but
as they should.
The ones that are just in the category of like, you're fuckable, you could be a constant like fuck buddy,
mm-hmm.
you're gonna be in that category. Like, we're not gonna have any kind of relationship, we're not gonna be friends, we're not gonna talk to each other. Like, that is strictly what you're in my life for. Because I don't need people like getting attached and like doing weird things. And then it's like, and then if I get attached, but it's like, it's literally, you're in that category because it's a relationship that would never work. Never.
Right.
And, but it doesn't say like, hey, like we can't have fun.
Yeah.
But it's literally, and so I'm keeping you there because I don't want to be in a relationship that's never going to work. I don't want to live that. Like, I basically have already entered and I've already done that. Been there, done that, learned my lesson.
Mm.
So I'm not going to let, I'm just not going to do that anymore.
Right.
But well, the guys that are dateable, like, you got to approach them with a little something different.
I still, like, I'm learning from you whenever it comes to that. Like, whenever I asked you about one in particular that was your fuck buddy,
mm-hmm.
and why you're able
basically,
to do that.
Basically, she was like, I never saw you with someone like that. And I was like, you're not seeing me with someone like that.
Right. When I saw him, I was like, the fuck? Like, I would have never pictured you dating this dude. And that's the point.
Exactly. I would not be dating this dude.
Right. I've like looked at him. I'm going, totally not your type at all. Mm. And like, I know your type. Like, she and I have very different taste in men. We really do. But even that one, I was just like, okay, it's cool. I mean, it's cool. But I see now, like, from that standpoint, because it's something that I've never been able to do, I don't really, like, associate. I'm not going to say associate, but I don't entertain the idea of somebody that I couldn't be attracted to or whatever. Like, I have to have some sort of something in order to hook up with them.
Yeah. And not saying, like, this guy is, like, an unattractive guy. He's not.
No.
But
no.
He's not, like, my type of person. Like, I wouldn't go and like date him or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's what it is. Like, I do like a good fuck buddy situation because I don't like to fuck around with a whole lot of people.
Sure.
So I like to have like a constant that you, I mean, everybody needs to do their thing. Mm-hmm. So I like to have a setup of a constant around. I've done this for a long time.
Right. It's the point of separating it from a relationship to whether it is just
sex. Well, because
sex.
Like if you're my fuck buddy, like I still want to go out and like date people and everything.
Mm.
And I'm going to need you to know that that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I don't need you to sit here and get all up in your emotions about it with me. No, we're not those kind of friends. We do not talk. Literally, we don't talk unless we're going to hook up. That's the only time we talk.
Oh, wow.
Or if we are hooking up, we're talking.
So, I mean, you really defy basically what all people think about women. Like, we just literally cannot have sex without developing emotions.
That is so ridiculous to me. Like, that's not just a woman thing. That's a person thing.
Sure.
Because there are men that are that exact same way, too. And
I think a lot fewer, but yeah.
You'd be freaking surprised. You know how many friends I've had? Okay, that sounds bad. I haven't had a lot of... You guys, I like to keep my circle small. That's why I have friends. But you'd be surprised how many of them have, like, tried to, like... tried to develop feelings for me. I'm like, no, not doing it. Sorry.
But then that also it makes you think of, is it a male territorial type thing? Like, it's not so much that they're into their feelings as it is like they've got ownership, not ownership, but they're territorial over, like, yeah, I've conquered that. They don't want to see any other fucking guy get into it.
Well, I mean, I can tell you, like, but I mean, I'm like that too. Like,
I think so, we, I mean, all are.
I mean, I've told you this story before, like the nightmarish of a night that I had out with my one of, well, my, the one.
what, your current fuck buddy?
Yeah. And like when we went out, and like that's the last time we have ever gone out like that, because there was some shit that happened and he was like fucking around with another girl in front of me, and I swear to God, I almost killed him. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck, but hello.
No, it's a matter of respect. If you come here with me, at least respect me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like we have that understanding now. Like when we're together, we're together. When we're apart, we're apart.
Right.
And you don't do you in front of me, and I don't do me in front of you. And I totally said, and let me just tell y'all, like, I have shitty moments too, and I'm completely to blame for what happened, because I totally did that first in front of him, and I didn't even think about it, and it was him retaliating. But yes, it was a whole situation. Yeah. So that is like, we are completely removed from that situation, because it's never going to happen again.
Oh, right.
Because we are never going to go out like that again.
Basically, the backstory was that she started making out with some dude at a bar, and her fuck buddy was present. Yeah. And
I didn't think about it because I'm an asshole.
Yeah, he totally got his feelings hurt about it. However, when they went out, he
did the same exact
thing. He dished it back out to her. And
in like a way shittier way too.
Yeah.
But you know, I deserved it. I was just a shitty. I wasn't being overtly shitty like he was, because me and him were actually out together.
Yeah.
Whereas like what happened, he just happened to be there. We were not there together.
Right.
But yeah.
I think it's a scenario of making you look like a chump. Nobody wants to be a chump.
Oh, hell no. Like I almost like, whoo, I wanted to just like grab him by his long ass hair and rip his. Oh, okay, I'm done.
So we're
not going to continue what I was going to do to him. But
we're going to leave that alone. And if he's listening, well, you obviously know who we're talking about. So there's that.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't listen. We don't communicate like that. He might not even know that I have a... Oh, wait. No, I'm pretty sure he knows I have a podcast. But I can guarantee he's not listening.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That was a good question.
That was a good question. I think we answered it, didn't we not?
Well, I mean... kind of. I mean, it morphed into which, and we got a question about categories too, and so that was kind of both of them together.
Yeah,
but that's just how I do it, because I like to preserve my own feelings, and I'm dating, and I'm single, so I mean, we all have needs, and like you want to be safe about your needs anyways, which is one of the reasons why I like just to have like that person, because then I'm not, you know, I'm not fucking like horny wanting to like run out and like fuck everybody. Like I have this one person.
Well, you can compartmentalize. And like, I think the common misconception is that men think women can't. I can't. I'm like, I'm one of those people. I can't, like.
Well, and I'm straight up with people. I'm like, if we talk and we meet and like that kind of seems like what they're like, they're kind of like hinting around like we should hook up. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm getting vibes from them, I mean, at this point, like I've learned at this point, like if I'm getting vibes from them, like they want to hook up, and I'm like, no, like I literally really enjoyed this conversation tonight. I'm pretty sure that if we just hook up, I'm going to get all my feelings about it. And I don't want to do that. I'm like, so I'll tell him, I'm like, no, you're not someone that I can just hook up with. I was like, you're someone that I could date.
Okay.
And so.
You're so good at that. You need to like teach a fucking class on that. Seriously.
Hey, maybe I will one day.
Yeah. Right. I mean,
it's really just learning over time.
Yeah. I'd never learned it.
It's what you feel comfortable with. And I mean, it took me a while. There were like people that I hooked up with that I did develop feelings for. Mm. And I got burned in the end. And I don't want to continually do that. So, well, you just really have to be honest with your intentions in the situation. Mm. So I have no fucking shame. Like at this point, I'm like, why the fuck should I? Like, the fuck? Who cares?
Yeah.
And so I have no shame in telling you like what I want from you. Like if all I want from you is like a night of fun, then okay. If I feel like there could be more than that, then I'm going to tell you. Like, what are you going to do? Not talk to me? Well, join half the other billion people in the world.
Oh my God.
Like at this point, you're not hurting my feelings. So
like try something new to hurt my feelings.
Right. Yeah,
Exactly.
Stomp all over me or something.
Maybe. I don't know. Well, no, I mean, being able to compartmentalize the whole, you know, the different categories of people, that I think that takes a lot of skill and maturity to be able to do that. So, I mean, it's.
Well, and it's also just preserving like other people's feelings too. Sure. Because I'm very conscious about other people's feelings. I never want to go out and like hurt someone and like not be upfront about what I want from you, because you know that's how you get into that cycle of like shit where one person just really gets hurt because they don't, you're not in, you're, and guys, like, I have to tell you, like, you guys are really bad about this,
right?
Like, you really are really bad about not being honest about your true intentions with someone, and it's like, why not? I would rather you be upfront and honest about how you, what you really want from me, than to go however long down the road and then be like, oh, wait, you want to get into a relationship? No, that's not what we're doing. No, I just want to fuck you. And I'm going to get into a relationship with someone else. Like, just be honest about it. And because I feel like that just saves a lot. Like, it might sting in the beginning, but it's going to sting a lot worse. Like, me telling you the night I met you or a week later or something that that's what I want from you versus like months down the road.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest about it. And I'm going to tell you, like, I'm going to see other people because we're not together.
Right.
But it's just like, just be upfront and honest. That's all you got to do. It'll save, it will save everyone so much pain, so much arguments, so much drama that nobody needs. Just be upfront about it.
Who knows? You might get more pussy that way. Seriously. Seriously. Like, okay, yeah, you can say what you want to say to a woman or whatever just to, quote unquote, try and get in her pants. But that shit, we're like, we're getting smart to that shit these days. Yeah. Like, you can't just say anything.
Look, it's a love... It's a level playing field. So yeah. I'm doing this. You can do it too.
That's true. But if you're just upfront about your shit in the beginning. Now, on the flip side of that, we still have women that will try and think that they can change the situation. Like, oh, my pussy is so good that I will fucking turn him into like falling in love with me or whatever.
It doesn't matter how good your pussy is. If they're not looking for a relationship, they ain't gonna they ain't gonna bow down
right
to the pussy. Nah. Right. Guys don't put pussy on pedestals, guys. Like,
it's too just, easy to get it these days.
It is. Like, fuck, you turn around and fall into a pussy. So you don't, like, I just don't put, and it's like, you know, you might have a really good one. I might have a really good one. But then there's like 50 other bajillion people in the world that have just as good of one.
Right.
So it's around the corner, whatever.
And like, so easily accessible.
Yeah.
Seriously.
You got to stop thinking about that or like that. Mm-hmm.
So what else do we have on our Q&A?
We have some other questions, but I know we're not going to be able to answer them all tonight. So I'm going to try and pick
one more.
Yeah, let's pick one more.
One more for tonight.
Yeah. So I like this one.
Okay.
I think we want to talk about it.
Okay.
It was submitted to us actually today. Mm. And we have other questions. Like, okay, so we're just going to, we'll try and pick like a couple each episode. So you're, you know, you're not sitting here with like a huge Q&A every time.
But we just had a lot of catch up on.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. When you're in a relationship and you know you've screwed something up, do you ever feel like you are guilty when you guys have talked about the issue, gotten past it, and you still remember all the crappy things you did to them?
Of fucking course you do.
Yeah.
If you are a normal person with a conscience, you're going to feel bad.
Yeah, if you're not a sociopath, you're going to have guilt.
Sure.
And you're going to have guilt for a while.
Right.
And it's going to be hard, like, especially because you're not only going to have guilt for what you did, you're going to have guilt for how you made the other person feel. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you that if something happened and they found out about it and you guys sat down and had a conversation about it, for one, you should feel really good about that.
Yeah.
Because not a lot of people would even do that.
Right.
And it's okay to feel guilty about it. Like, eventually you have to let that guilt go, but it's going to get less and less over time.
Right.
But you really, I mean, you got to live with it and you got to feel it and you got to feel all your emotions about it. It can't be a constant, because if you're finding a place where you're not getting over it, then I suggest that you probably should not be in that relationship anymore.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. And this is so important. You can only, okay, say you do something wrong, whatever. You apologize for it. You have the conversation. You decide that you're going to work through it, right? If you are still being, like, chastised for the shit that you've done, even after, quote unquote, forgiveness has happened, that's a huge fucking problem. Because you can only be the bad guy for so long before, okay, this is just becoming abuse.
Yeah. Well, and okay, so that we also, like, we should definitely clarify, like, feeling guilty. Are you feeling guilty for what you did and of your own emotions? Are right. you feeling guilty because the other party is making you, continuously making you feel that way?
Exactly.
So that's, you also have to think about that, because you cannot stay in a relationship where something bad has happened. We don't know what it is,
right?
But anything bad has happened, and you guys have talked through it, and you guys have worked through it, and you guys have decided to stay together, but then your partner doesn't let it go.
Yeah.
You can't stay in that relationship either, because the guilt that you feel cannot be because somebody else is making you feel that way.
Right.
You can't live your life like that every single day. You know how much a beating that is?
That would,
like, on yourself.
You know, we expect too much from the people that we're with sometimes, and we expect them to be perfect or whatever. Mistakes do happen. But the point is, if you're going to choose to forgive somebody, you fucking forgive them and you let that shit go and you don't bring that shit up ever again. That's the whole point of forgiveness.
I mean, there has to be a period of time where, I mean, you are going to have the tough conversations for a while.
Sure.
And it's okay to bring it up for a while. Like, you're going to have to expect them to do that because they are working through their emotions about it.
And but trust get, issues. And
yeah,
things.
And trust issues. But it's like everything, time heals all.
Mm-hmm.
But, and like, but if you're actually working through it, then there has to become a point where it can't be brought up anymore.
Exactly.
And
nobody needs to be the whipping boy for that long.
Yeah.
It and has like, to
you
stop.
Really have to. Yeah. I mean, that's, that one's really hard for me. That is the reason why, I mean, I personally think that when something bad in a relationship happens, like anything, it doesn't, like, I know a lot of this is tied to cheating, but what happened in, like, my marriage was trust breaking, but it wasn't cheating. It was completely different, but it, but it didn't involve cheating, but it still broke, like, the trust that we had. And I just think that it's really hard to get that back. And it's really hard not to hold on to, like, that bad stuff on either part.
Sure.
And so, I don't know. I have a really hard time with people staying in relationships where things like that have happened.
Yeah.
I know that people have worked through that stuff and that is so great. But then it's like, okay, you worked through it, but then you're still telling people about it. Like, however many years down the line, you're still bringing it up. Like, if you meet someone new, why is it that your new friend or whatever knows these issues?
Right.
You know, it's not stuff that should be brought up anymore at that point.
You absolutely have to let it go.
Yeah.
If you're going to continue your relationship, you have to let it go. Yeah. And you don't want to be the person that is still continuously trying to, quote unquote, beg for forgiveness or whatever it is. Yeah. Like, at some point, you've made it clear that you're there for the long haul. You've proved yourself. And if they can't get it at that point, that's their fucking problem.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And it, I mean, it has to be on both parts. Like, you got to work through it on both parts. And you got to be, I mean, it takes a lot of work. Like, that's a lot of work.
Of course.
I mean, it is. I've done it and it didn't work out for me. But I'm not saying that it can't work out for everybody.
No, sure.
Or like for anybody else. But yeah, there just comes a point where you're just like, you gotta put yourself first. And if the reason why you're feeling that way is because of the other person, then you need to go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree 100% with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think that's all we can get to tonight. Like,
right.
We still have some more questions, but we'll kind of just throw those in later on another episode. But y'all don't hesitate to send us more questions because we are always up for answering them. If this conversation sparks some more in y'all, let us know.
Yeah.
And I mean, we'll answer them eventually.
Right. Yeah. Keep coming with the questions. We dig them. We love it. We love it. We love it. We love all the interaction that we've been having. Feel free to send us basically anything. We'll talk about anything. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's good. It's fine.
I think we've proven that already. Like, we'll talk about like basically anything.
Right. And hopefully like we'll both be good next week. Hopefully you don't get sick. It's fine.
We'll figure it out.
Do we want to do a couple of shout outs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out some peeps.
Yeah. Okay. So do you, I'm going to leave it to like just four this time.
Just shout four. Them all.
All right. That's so, fine. These are actually like all of our, podcast friends that we've made. So we want to give a quick shout out to One Glove Podcast. They're from Australia. And they do like fighting and movies and everything else, but they've been like super cool with us. We had one of them come on live with us whenever we went last week.
That was pretty awesome. It was from Australia coming on live. I was like, what?
I know, right? So yeah, check those guys out. They're at @one_glove_podcast. Really nice guys. They got a good show. Check them out. We also have a new friend. Which is Real Shit with Brit and Wit.
Oh my gosh, I love them.
Okay.
They're amazing.
These chicks are awesome.
Y'all need to go listen to their podcast.
Seriously, go listen to them. We have made I don't know, sisters with these girls. I think.
I swear they're the like more mature married with kids
right.
versions of us.
Exactly. But no,
basically
they're
the better versions of us.
Seriously. No, they have some really great, great content. They're like, what I have heard has even just like made me think about things in my own life or whatever. And so, yeah, these chicks.
And Britt joined us live too. And yeah, that was really fun. We had a really good conversation. She is hilarious.
She is, her and her cute little boy. And we just saw the hubby too. So, you know, hey, but no, check those girls out. They're at Real Shit with Britt and Wit. You can find them on Instagram and also their podcast on, I think, basically everything. Pretty much.
I mean, follow them on Instagram and you'll be able to find it.
Yeah. Or follow us, follow them. Like, just
get follow on everybody.
Get on that train, damn it. Get on that train. Okay. The next person that we want to shout out is the Diclomats. We love them. They're from Vancouver in Canada.
Canada.
Yeah. They're basically the guy versions of us.
For real. Like, y'all listen to their show because it's literally like, what the hell? Did we sign up for this together? Like, we're releasing the same stuff and we don't even know.
I know.
But it literally is like listening to the guy versions of us.
Yes.
But in Canadian form.
Yes.
A boot.
We freaking love these guys. So anyway, that's Miles and Martin from the Diclomats. You can find them at the Diclomats on Instagram. Go check those guys out. They're pretty fucking hilarious too. Mm-hmm. We love them. And then last but not least, the shout out we're going to give today is to our homies at That's What's Up Pod. And that's from GR and big homie IJ. Check these guys out. We love them. We're actually going to guest on one of their shows this coming weekend.
Yeah, they're just starting up their podcast. I believe their first episode is going to be out April 1st.
I think it was April 1st.
April 1st or 2nd.
I don't know. Ugh. Anyway,
we got to be better about that. But follow them on Instagram because they have not released full episodes yet. They will be coming soon. And you might hear us on one of their episodes.
Right. We're supposed to be recording with them. We'll see how that collaboration goes. But super, super nice guys. We adore them, like with everything. They're super cool. Yeah. So, yeah, check those guys out. That's all that I have for right now. I have tons of shout outs, but I'm not going to do like a whole fucking episode of shout outs because, you know, we can.
So. Yeah, we can basically talk about whatever, obviously.
Like all our podcast friends. I fucking love it. Mm. Okay, so before we go, though, I do have one last question. And this was actually sent in to our Instagram account. But somebody asked us, why is Krista single? So you want to answer that?
Why is Krista single?
Yeah.
As in me.
That would be you.
Damn it. I don't want to answer this question. No, I'm freaking single because I choose to be single.
Okay.
That's what it is. I choose to be single. And that's the reason why I am.
Okay.
I don't settle for crap.
And you shouldn't. Like, yeah, you shouldn't settle. Like, why tie yourself down to somebody and get yourself into a situation where you're not completely happy and you want to deal with some bullshit?
Yeah. It's either I choose to be single or the person that asked that question is not single. I don't know. Mm. We'll figure it out.
Well, That may or may not have been a telltale sign.
I don't know who asked that.
I don't know. All right. Well, I guess we should wrap this shit up. What do you think?
I guess so.
Okay. So it's been another good week.
Kind of sad. I know. Leave yet.
I know. We like literally talked through this whole thing and we're like, what the fuck? It went by so fast. Yeah. It's fine.
Well, we love you guys and enjoy talking to you. I hope you enjoyed this little Q&A. And we will be back next week, next Wednesday.
Balls deep in your business.
Yes. Talking about some kind of stuff. Who the fuck knows at this point?
Right? Who knows? So, yeah, we'll see you next time. Thanks for joining us again. And we're out.
Bye.